Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the best podcast you're ever going to listen to. The man in front of me, currently checking the time on his watch, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend there is Poseidon.
He's the man to watch.
Rubbing his mustache. Your mustache is getting out of control.
Yeah, you're on many watch lists because of it.
It's a good mustache. Like, your mustache is thicker than it was a couple of years ago.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you're becoming a man. A couple of years ago, you looked like a lady transitioning. Yeah.
I've hit my second puberty.
You look like a pirate.
Yeah. I like this look. Yeah. I'm enjoying it, yeah. It's just, I'm not used to it. So, like, every time, like, I take a sip of something, I'm always like, because the liquid sticks, you know?
You're like a bear. You're like a bear that whenever he eats fish, he's surprised that the water's wet.
Well, you had me at bear. You're just a bear. Yeah. Top or bottom in?
Top.
Because the bear gets to choose.
No, actually bottom, because I'm afraid of heights.
You're a bottom bear.
Yeah.
Bottom bear side.
That's you imagine how fucking afraid of heights you have to be to accept someone fucks you up the ass. So, like, I don't want to get on top. I get fucking dizzy.
I don't want to get sick.
I'm going
to... Just put on a condom. I don't want to get sick.
I'm just going to lay down on the ground with my face.
Whatever happened to monkeypox?
Yeah, monkeypox.
Oh my god, it's true. Eh?
Yeah. Do you remember the commercials for monkeypox? What they were on the news and stuff.
Oh yeah, whatever happened to that?
Monkeypox was never. I never saw it as a threat
because you're a straight.
Because I'm not gay and homeless.
Yeah.
It only felt like it was, and it wasn't even gay people. It was like if you're gay and really poor and kind of dirty.
Yeah, and there's open sores on a man's penis, and you decide to put it in your anus, maybe you'll get it.
But here's the thing: I'm not gay. But if I am going to have a cock in my ass, I want one with nubs. I don't want a fucking just a regular smooth cock.
Do you remember the press conference? Do you remember the awkward press conference?
I want it fucking actually with ribs, yeah.
Do you remember the awkward press conference? He goes, look, we're not saying it's gay. This is not a gay thing, but people who are getting it are all gay.
Who said that?
That's what they were saying. They were trying to say it's not a gay thing, and they kept saying,
"It's not a gay thing,
you
but
get
it's
it from
gay
sex." And they're like, "So gay sex is gay?" No, no, it's not a gay. Stop saying it's a gay thing. It's not a gay thing.
It's not a gay thing. But if you get fucked up the ass,
if you two dudes fuck each other, you might get it. And I was like, "But that's you're trying. Yeah. You think it's bad to say it's gay, but it's not bad. Just tell people it doesn't open sore on a penis.
That's
don't put
crazy.
It inside.
Like being afraid to look like a homophobe.
Yeah. Do you remember the woman who it went on her face? And she's like, "How did you get it?" She goes, "My husband got it." And but we don't know how to get it.
I remember this.
And I was like, your husband's got some explaining.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it just hits anyone. Yeah, it hit every gay person, then you.
Yeah.
He's gay.
I have a cousin that, I have two gay cousins. One of them out of the closet. The other one
heavily
very
in.
Deep. Yeah. Like deep, like almost like the Norm MacDonald joke. Like he's fucking deeply in the closet.
Yeah.
And the one that's deeply in the closet got AIDS years ago.
Oh shit.
Or HIV. I don't know if it fucking became AIDS. I don't think it became AIDS because he's still alive. So just HIV. But he was like, I got it from a blood transfusion, but he's so fucking effeminate. So it's clear that maybe he did get it from a transfusion. But
it's not a good look optics
he
wise.
He gave it to other dudes like after. But he got it from a transfusion apparently.
What I don't get is how did it start? Because this is why I think that maybe... Yeah.
When the whole monkey thing makes no sense.
Makes
no sense. Talked about that. A monkey is so fucking strong. Even if you're super gay and really want to have sex with a monkey, You're not going to have sex with a monkey. The monkey's going to have sex with you.
The monkey's going to have sex with you. Rip off your penis. Yeah. I don't think you're going to be fucking other dudes. Yeah. I honestly think, because the gays had something in New York they were saying at the time, that they felt like the government was trying to kill them. And it seems more likely, it sounds crazy, but it seems more likely because it's too... It's just random. It's just affecting, like, in that community. Yeah. It feels like someone didn't like them.
Well, for AIDS, it says it was probably passed to humans when humans hunted these chimpanzees for meat and came into contact with their infected blood.
No gay guys hunting chimpanzees, bro.
Why would gay guys be hunting?
It originated in Africa.
Hunting
they're saying.
Chimpanzees are like rich white guys. Yeah. Like that's a very like a Donald Trump Jr. type activity. Like, go, hey, I'm going to hunt an elephant.
Yeah, it's not a gay. I'm telling you, I think there's a... Because it sounds crazy, but gays were targeted for a lot of shit, bro. They used to get beat up all the time in alleys and stuff. In the 80s, bro, you'd go to a gay bar.
Yeah, I heard about this.
There'd be dudes pretending to be gay so they could lure you out to beat the shit out of you. So I
that's weird. That's a weird cover.
Sounds crazy, but I wouldn't put it past...
I used to do that, but then I'd chicken out and just get butt fucked. I'd be like, I'm gonna beat up these gay guys. Yeah. Then I was like, I don't like fighting, so I'm just gonna have gay sex. All right.
Sorry, at least I'm not getting beat up.
Oh no, we're gonna fight, huh?
Yeah, but that's why I understand when like there's gay people that are skeptical about that. I'm skeptical. It just sounds because if it's a blood thing, then everybody could get it, right?
For real though, it seems it's like suspicious. A thing that the government wanted to kill the gays.
That's what I.
And then the fucking bisexuals ruined it for everyone, and then the heterosexuals. People got it and they were like, we gotta find a cure.
Fucking
Magic Johnson got it.
Yeah.
Gotta find a cure.
Gotta find a cure. Yeah. Cure was money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it seems very suspicious. So when gay guys say that, I understand the suspicion. I'm with them. And not because I like conspiracies, but I do love conspiracies, but it seems very suspicious.
Well, ever since I've listened to Chaos. The book.
Yeah,
dude, the CIA and
CIA
the holy shit, the fuckery that these guys have been up to.
Yeah, the CIA was up to. The CIA would blatantly lie in a lie that they're caught in. Like, you're caught. Like, right now, I could see you drinking and you're staring at me in the face. You're like, I'm not drinking this right now. Like, they didn't give a fuck. The CIA, they would just put their balls on the table. They didn't care. So, I wouldn't put it past them that it was like some kind of an attack on the
community.
If
it was, though, the monkey thing. For sure, it's a guy.
It doesn't make sense.
The guy that got raped by a monkey. And then you'd be ashamed to say, I got raped by a monkey.
But if you got raped by a monkey, monkeys are strong, you're dead. You're not surviving.
I feel like you wouldn't survive.
This guy
that.
Flew back and then fucked every gay man. It doesn't make sense.
If your ass was so good, maybe the monkey was like, I'm not going to kill this guy. This guy is fucking good.
I was going to rip your arms off, but you know what?
But he might be some gay guy with no arms that came back to New York and then butt fucked everyone.
It sounds too unbelievable. If I would get raped by a monkey and survive, I don't think I'd have a sex drive anymore.
If I was
every time I go to have sex, I think of a monkey rape. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to.
I think I would kill myself.
Yeah, that's why I'm.
You can't
you.
Kill yourself because you don't have arms.
That's true.
How are you going to kill yourself?
Yeah, it seems the monkey thing seems fucking suspicious. Yeah,
monkey thing.
Just the throw them off the trail.
Don't you find it suspicious that they just whatever happens, it's the monkeys, or some kind of bird. Or some kind of it was the cow.
Like a bird never in the history of AIDS were birds mentioned.
Never.
You think a guy fucked an ostrich?
No, but like the avian flu, right?
They're banging falcons.
Like I find it suspicious that
no, stop fucking hawks. You goddamn
save the hawks, suck the cocks. What don't you get?
I'm going to fuck the hawks. You know how difficult they were to catch?
Oh, I saw a video. You know those videos, the dodo on... That it's always like cute little animals.
Yeah.
There was one, it was a chipmunk that got caught by a hawk. And the hawk fucking grabbed him by the arm and ripped, like pulled him up and then dropped him. So the chipmunk's... it's not a chipmunk, sorry. It's a squirrel. The squirrel's arm is fucking dead. But he's good, like, and a family, like, took care of him.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't know that he doesn't have one arm that doesn't work. So he runs and he'll jump and just have one dead arm. But he's cute as fuck. Oh. And he's got a good life.
He survived.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
fine. That's how I imagine the first guy that got raped by a chimp.
Had a good life. What's that, banging dude?
He was like, fucking, I don't know that one of my arms is gone. I'm still going to bang dudes.
That's a good, I don't know. Besides, we should look into that one day because I'm very good. I think the gays were done wrong.
100%.
They were done dirty, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I've heard rumors they were trying to get rid of gays and black people. That's what the CIA was trying to do. I don't know how true it is, but I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, the crack epidemic stems from
the crack epidemic. I guarantee you 100% they were trying to fuck over black
people. I heard that the crack epidemic was started by chimps.
Yeah. They started selling crack to black people. That's what happened. No, I'm telling you, the crack epidemic, I guarantee you could even look at it. They were trying to fund Contras in South America, and they weren't given the budget, so they started selling drugs to America. They destroyed inner cities in order to fund revolutions in South America, and this has been proven.
I heard about this.
I think it was, was that Matthew McConaughey? No.
Jeremy and they would Renner. Even give weapons, like they Uzis
did,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they did a movie about this. Even Rick what Ross, movie? The real Rick Ross, he was aware of this. He even speaks about it. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro. That's why when you hear, like I'm telling you, gay people, black, like a lot of communities, legitimately, their own government, fuck them over. Yeah. That's why they don't trust.
Mm. Yeah, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's crazy. You can't, who are you going to trust? The people that are supposed to take care of you, you find out they're drugging up your kids, ruining the whole neighborhood, the whole community. It's fucking crazy.
Giving you guns.
Oh, speaking of Jeremy Renner, did you see he got plowed?
Yeah, yeah, he got, almost dead, right?
No, he's back.
Is he?
The man's an Avenger.
Oh, shit.
He's not dying, but they said he might lose his legs.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, he got run over by a plow, his own snow plow. Yeah. Didn't know how to drive it.
He was driving it and
he
fell
got
off?
Out? No, he got out of the snow plow and he was trying to help a woman move her car. And then his snow plow started. So he said, I'm going to run, jump in. I'm an action hero. I'm going to jump in and stop it. And he slid under it. And
what a dummy. I'm going to jump in to... What a dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, you stupid, stupid actor.
Yeah. More than 30 bones broken.
You what? Stupid actor.
More than 30 bones broken.
Jesus, fuck, you're an actor. You're not a jump in a fucking moving vehicle guy.
Well, yeah, he did prove that he's not. Yeah. So that's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw the post about him practically losing his legs.
Yeah,
it made me very sad. So, are his legs gone, or
what? They might keep him on. They said, but they might not ever be used again, or he's gonna try some physio. But he's completely fucked up. Like he's mangled up.
Oh, poor.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner leg updates. Hawkeye star reveals number of broken bones amid online amputation fears.
How's his testicles?
That's a interesting.
That's
question.
A very good question, bro. You got plowed. Let's say you get plowed by a snowplow and it's crushed your legs. Your testicles and dick, if they're caught into it, you don't have.
Oh
testicles
no, I think it's knee below knee. He got caught.
Okay, so it's not all bad news.
But
we would have heard
dick.
About that.
Huh? If he had a big dick, he'd be like, "Look, the
took out my knees and my dick.
They took out my knees and the first 4 inches of my dick." I gotta fold the tip and tape it, and then I can still bang.
Yeah, you guys know me as Hawkeye, but all my friends know me as the cock guy.
So I think he's not losing his legs. He's posting pictures of him doing physio. He continued by thanking everyone in support. He ended saying he has 30-plus broken bones and that they are expected to heal soon, so I don't think he's going to lose
his legs.
Oh,
nice. This is good news. Oh, nice. It's a feel-good story.
Yeah,
but there was... They were looking at amputating, and I think he said, nah.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me when I heard that. I
but
felt
he said,
numb.
So they asked him, hey, we're going to, hey, do you mind if we cut your legs? No, I don't want you. Okay. Oh, fuck, good news. Your legs are good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm, well, what are you, I said that. Yeah. I don't think that's
what are you going to do about your legs? I know there's a guy called Tony Stark. He's got the technology. Like, Jeremy, that was a movie. It wasn't a movie to me.
You know what I hope, though? Because he's a Hollywood guy that's fucking mental that he thinks he's an action star and jumps into a thing and then gets run over. If his legs are totally fucked, but he's like, you're not cutting them off. And if they start rotting and smelling, he's just got two dead legs.
He wrote on his Instagram, morning workouts, resolutions all changed this particular New Year's. Spawned from tragedy for my entire family and quickly focused into uniting actionable love. I want to thank everyone to their messages and thoughtfulness for my family and I. Much love and appreciation to you all.
All right, that's very wordy. Yeah.
These 30-plus broken bones will mend, grow stronger, just like the love and bond with family and friends deepens. Love and blessings to you.
Can we euthanize him?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
No, all right, he lost.
Yeah, that was a little cringy.
I was on his team until
he
said whatever
what
he said.
The fuck? Why maybe is he talking about his family?
Yeah, maybe it's because you were reading it and it bothered me. I don't know, but that whole sentence, just that paragraph.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it when it's too, I get it. I don't like it when it's too like lovey-dovey, like, oh my gosh.
But I get that. Like, whenever you think you're going to die and you're like, oh, life is beautiful, but... Who cares?
Yeah.
Like if I knew Jeremy Renner, I'd be like, thank God he's not dead. But I don't know him, so I'm like, who cares?
I do. I thought, thank God he's not dead, not because I'm going to miss Jeremy Renner, but I thought, thank God he's not dead because the accident was so bad, horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, hopefully the man survives.
Yeah.
But you lose me there. The second he's like, nature and by the grace of the good Lord, it's like, shut the fuck up, bro. You survived. Just shut up. Oh. Shut the fuck up.
That was the thing that I'm going to miss about being in Florida.
Televangelists.
All of the signs on billboards, and they don't have that many in Florida, but on the way there and on the way back, the Carolinas with signs about abortion.
They want everybody to get abortions.
Billboards, it's all about how you're going to go to hell if your kid gets aborted.
Really? They have signs like that?
They have signs like that.
Look, I checked it out. They're correct. The science is correct. Mm. You will go to hell. But I don't think you need it on a billboard. That's what the science says. I'm not a scientist. I'm repeating what Neil deGrasse Tyson said. He said, you abort a fetus, you go to hell. So I'm like, all right, Neil deGrasse Tyson knows what he's talking about.
God, no.
What? You don't trust the black scientist?
No, I trust them.
Good. Bill Nye said the opposite.
What did Neil deGrasse Tyson say about abortions?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no, he was making that up.
Because Neil deGrasse Tyson was getting made fun of because he went on a podcast and he was like defending stuff about like the vaccines that is already proven wrong. And he looked like an idiot because like, why are you shilling?
I like them so much.
Because he goes, the reason why you get it is to protect other people. And then he's like, whoa, hold on. We know that that's not true. You get it if you have it. It doesn't, you don't protect it. You should get it for yours. Like, that narrative doesn't exist anymore, but he was continuing the talking points. So people online were like, how can an astrophysicist be this stupid? And
you know what it is? Yeah. So I think it's like if he learned that and then didn't follow up on
that's it. People were saying maybe it's just he misinformation because he said something like, you know, you get it and then you don't get infected.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but we know that's not true. That's what they were saying the first week. We know. Why are you repeating that?
It's the same as like if your doctor is over 70, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Whatever disease you have, you're going to die because your doctor is going to be like, you know, we got to do this. And you'll be like, smoking. Oh, you dumb fuck.
So you're pregnant, huh?
I had a doctor once that I should respect the fact that he was so honest, but I was like, you piece of garbage. I'm diabetic and I wanted a pump to just stroke my cock. And but I still want to brag that I was diabetic. No, I wanted an insulin pump.
Yeah.
And my doctor, I just have a regular doctor, and she was like, you need a specialist to prescribe that. So I got a meeting with a rendezvous with a specialist. I go meet him, and he's this old guy. I got a meeting at like 7:30 in the morning, and I go, I want a pump. And he was like, I'm going to retire in 2 years. I don't know about those pumps.
What?
And then I was like, what? And he was like, I'm too old. I don't want to hear about that.
So isn't a deli.
Yeah. And I was like, no, but just write a prescription. I don't care if you know or don't know. Write a fucking prescription and I'll fucking Google and we'll be good. And he was like, I don't know about that. I just want to retire in 2 years.
Why are you telling this to me?
That's a weird behavior.
And I was like, I woke up at 6 in the fucking morning to meet you, you fucking piece of garbage. What a fucking asshole.
Is he dead?
I hope he's dead.
It's Jeremy Renner's doctor. That's why they don't know. Are these legs staying on
or
off?
Yeah, exactly.
Retiring.
Mm. Yeah.
Who's to know? Legs.
Imagine,
you need them.
Though. You fucking meet a doctor and he goes, I don't know. I don't want to hear about this fucking...
Well, years ago, I had went to the Côte-des-Neiges. There was I think, if I understand correctly, McGill University runs it, and a lot of the doctors there that you talk to are students, if I understand. Because someone tried to explain to me, because I asked him why the fuck this happened. In front of me, I went in for my ankle. Bro, I could see his screen. He's Googling.
In front of me. That's funny.
He did what I did. And he's repeating stuff that I told him, and I'm like, bro, I could see the fucking screen, bro. You just Googled. You're on fucking Google MD or whatever the fuck. What's happening?
Look, at least it wasn't Bing.
That's
at least
true.
It wasn't Bing. Look,
but he's Googling.
Does Bing still exist?
I don't know. Let's see.
Does it?
Yeah, Bing exists. Yeah, Microsoft doesn't give up easy.
I remember it when exists. Bing first came out, like Google Maps weren't that good, but Bing Maps were fucking amazing. Like you could get really good Street View images off Bing.
You know why? Go check that out. You know who had the original good GPS maps that Bing was feeding off? Microsoft was feeding off? Nokia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By the way, Bing changed their logo.
You did. Can you show the page that you have?
Yeah.
You Googled Bing and then Googled images? Bing okay. images.
Because
to see, does everyone have the same logo?
No, because they.
You're a retard.
They cleverly.
Why do you?
Because they cleverly.
You're a retard.
They cleverly changed our logo to try and fool people. But
that is not clever.
It's not fooling anyone. It says Bing.
It almost fooled me.
It literally writes Bing.
I understand, but it could have been another Bing.
They changed.
Could have been Bing Bong.
What is the new logo?
This one.
They're all.
It's this one.
But that's the same as the old one.
No, the old one is this.
Oh, that's what you mean
okay,
by old.
Okay, yeah, this, yeah.
But it
okay.
still says Bing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, but look, yeah. It's blue and yellow.
Yeah, no.
Look,
but
here, you see the evolution.
Showed us just the new one.
Yeah, this is the 09.
What do you mean they try to fool you? This is since
why?
2016.
It changed colors.
Since 2016.
Jesus.
It changed colors. It's confusing.
Yeah, it's been 7 years.
I understand, but it's still confusing.
You're saying that they pulled a fast one on you. It's been like that for 7 years.
At first glance, you just see it. Oh, is that a new company, Bing? Like, I've never seen this before because it's a different
George
color.
George Clooney pulled a fast one on me when I fucking first saw him. He had brown hair. Now he's gray hair.
That 7 years.
Piece of garbage. That fucking Clooney garbage.
Nah, but come on. I can't be the only one.
I mean, it's Bing.
That's angry at Bing for fucking pulling a fast one?
Yeah, for trying to pull a fast one.
Look, all I know is Bing shouldn't exist, but it exists.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Then again, shouldn't we say that, but Google, even though we all use it, it steals a lot of data, and it monopolizes because they also de-rank stuff that they don't want popular. So it's not good.
Dude, Google actually makes most of their, I think like a third of their money off of Google, the search
child
engine.
Trafficking website. What? Sorry.
Speaking of child trafficking websites.
Yeah, they shouldn't be driving.
Wait, what?
Because of traffic.
That's why.
Yeah, so what were you going to say before you were talking about child trafficking? About where Google makes most of its money?
It's just that. That was the one third of their money is from the search engine, which is wild. Like, they
would
have all
Google's money be mostly. Like, Google is just a fucking. Like, that's like saying, you know, the Montreal Canadiens, most of their money they make because of hockey.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, but you don't expect because they got products.
That's good. No, but what other products?
They have a lot of products.
Google has T-shirts.
No, they do have phone. They have the Google Pixel.
They have a phone, yeah.
They have YouTube.
They own YouTube now, yeah.
Google's top revenue source was search ads. Of the $256.74 billion in revenue, the search ad revenue was $150 billion.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So tell us about trafficking.
So did you guys see this? There's a relatively new conspiracy theory of Monsters, Inc. Of how...
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, the movie.
The movie for children.
Yes, it's trying to expose how these elites basically suck adrenochrome. They harvest adrenochrome from children.
What is it, adrenochrome?
I was about to ask.
That's a very good question. Isn't it the blood? It's like the blood.
So you're telling us a story with a word that no one knows, and you didn't Google that
word.
Yeah,
you don't say it. I got something for you guys.
Did you? You know what it is, though?
Hold on. Adrenochrome is
like,
a chem.
I'm stupid. I don't know what adrenochrome is, but they know. They definitely know. So I don't need to Google it.
Well, because everyone's been talking about it. It's basically
no one's been talking about it.
A chemical compound produced by the oxidation of adrenaline.
What the fuck does that mean?
So they're saying how in Monsters, Inc., they were trying to expose Pizzagate and, you know, the elites drinking children's
blood. So that's
why
they did the cartoon?
Yeah.
The show that fucking Tom Hanks and fucking Cybill Shepherd are raping kids and babies. Because
in the world.
Why don't they just make a movie that said Tom Hanks raped me?
Why don't they just make a documentary called Tom Hanks is a pedophile?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. You know what's crazy? Like, Tom Hanks. Fuck. Like, all of these stars that people say are pedophiles. You'd figure after a while, if everyone was saying I was a pedophile, I'd be like, fucking stop saying I'm a pedophile.
No, Tom Hanks is like, yeah, you guys got me. It's cool. No, I don't think Tom Hanks is a pedophile. I think there are many of them in Hollywood, from what I know, from, what's his name, Corey Feldman and shit. There's a lot of that they're banging kids. But Tom Hanks doesn't seem like one of them.
Did you see, Corey Feldman did that. Remember when he was going, I'm going to say I'm going to name names. I'm going to name names.
He didn't name names, though.
And then he was like, I'm going to name names in a movie that you got to pay for.
Yeah.
So in the movie that he had to pay for, did he name names or not even?
If he did, we'd know about it. I don't think he named names. I think he's scared of getting killed.
Fucking goddamn it.
If you do that, you got to lose your fear.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to call them all out.
Yeah. That I hate that when I had someone once when I was doing Suzy Good before the Me Too. She was like, someone in show business did a move that it wasn't rape, but he borderline raped me. And I was like, who? Who? Yeah. And she was like, I'm not going to say who it is, but he's a piece of shit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, but who? You got to say. And then she was like, no, I'm not going to say. And I was like, if you don't say who it is, you're protecting him.
Yeah.
Why are you protecting a guy that borderline raped you? So say the fucking name or shut the fuck up.
How is it borderline?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either rape or it isn't, right?
No, it wasn't a rape thing. It was some guy had booked her. And he was like, or he was gonna book her, and he said, "If you suck my dick, I'll book you."
Oh, so it's a regular booking.
So it wasn't, yeah. So it was just a, but it wasn't a rape. But it was,
okay, she doesn't understand industry terms. Okay.
but if someone says, "Suck my dick, and I'll book you,"
you don't do the show.
You can't call them out without naming them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or else, yeah.
I would be like, "Yo, Steve said the only way I get on is if I suck his dick."
And I was like, I've done his show a million times.
So he gave you the regular deal. What's the problem? That's such a weird thing to say to someone that you don't know. Suck my dick and I'll book you. Yeah. You have to have big balls to say that. Because that could go south really fast.
Yeah.
Like them saying no.
Yeah. Or just telling everyone, this person told me this.
Like, that's mental
patience. Yeah, 100%.
You have to have a lot of confidence to be a sexual predator.
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta be fucking, like, insanely confident.
Such a funny angle. So we gotta start bullying him more so he loses some of that confidence. Hey, he will no longer be a predator. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've always been, like, younger, I was really good with women. But I only made a move when I felt the door was fucking, like, and fully open. Not just a little flirty. A little flirty, I was a little flirty. Yeah. But before I told someone to suck my dick, she had to be almost her tits out and her pussy showing. Before I was like, hey, suck my dick.
Also, I don't like to, I don't enjoy it if I'm not aware that I'm liked. Like, I can't make, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to like this. I'm not turned on.
Yeah.
You got to be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got guys that like chicks or like it when someone is turned off.
Yeah.
Because that.
She's
that,
playing hard to get. She's running away.
That's a rapist.
She's in a taxi cab.
Yeah. That's not hard to get. Though. Like it's the thing that turns them on the most
you don't want
is
them.
Someone that's disgusted.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's how do you
insane.
Get hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's very weird.
But these are the kind of shit that, again, if you read books, like, it's hard to explain because there's different theories. Some say it's upbringing, like they had a traumatic experience that made them be like that. Others, it's like that's their kink, like they're genetically predisposed. So it's like, how do you? Like, you, unless they do it, unless they say something, how am I going to know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see someone and be like, that guy's a... You won't know.
By the way...
I've always had a theory, though. Sorry for cutting you off. No, go ahead. I've always had a theory, like, for pedophilia and for... Same thing
that
for
they're
rape.
Victims?
No, if your kink is something that you know it's going to ruin someone's life...
Yeah.
Kill yourself. Like... Like, no, but for real. Like, I know that...
Just the way you said it was
wrong.
Funny.
No, not I know wrong that, okay, every time I get off, I ruin someone's life. Because, like, pedophilia,
you ruin
someone's life. You ruin some, and rape, you ruin someone's life. Yeah. So you're ruining someone. If me coming, is that worth fucking ruining someone's life? It's not. So if I'm not able to fucking control myself, I should just shoot myself in the face.
I get that.
I get it 100% as well.
And you know how we're talking about do better for the people around you?
Yeah.
That would be do better for the people around you.
Yeah.
You should kill yourself.
Be
you're
the
saving.
Change you want.
What was that expression? But I have a question. What if nobody knows you're rapist deep down inside and then you off yourself and everyone's sad and you've harmed everyone?
Yeah, exactly. You die a hero.
Yeah.
No, but nobody knows you're a rapist.
No, exactly. That's a fucking...
That's heroic.
Yeah.
They never know. You just die and they're like, so, it was very tragic.
I'm sure there are a million fucking pedophiles that fucking control it. The we don't know that they're pedophiles, and they just fucking fight it.
I don't know
if
they
control it.
I think we just don't know because they don't want to release that stupid list from that island.
No, but I'm sure that there are people that are turned on by children.
But they don't act on it?
Never fuck children. I'm sure. The same way.
Yeah, because there are dudes that can't fuck women, yeah.
The same way that in the old days. Like now, homosexuality is accepted. So any gay guy will have sex with a dude.
Yeah.
But gay guys from 1,000 years ago, there were probably a bunch of gay guys that were like, I'm not going to fuck dudes. I'm going to get murdered if I fuck a dude. Yeah, that's true. So maybe not 1,000 years ago, but 100 years ago.
20 years
ago. Like, fucking 10 years ago out in the suburbs. Yeah. but there were a bunch of gay guys that were
over
like.
Over last summer.
fucking last winter in my family.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of gay guys.
It wasn't happening.
But yeah, there were a bunch of gay guys that never had sex with other gay dudes because they were like, fucking, I'm going to get murdered. And so they controlled it. So I'm sure that there are pedophiles that act okay that don't fucking fuck kids.
Maybe.
Well, there was that whole pedophile there with a claw there. Do you remember that shit? Vice covered it.
Well, if you're with a pedophile claw. With a claw,
he was.
Are you? Are you mixing that up with the thing they have at the mall that can grab a like?
Did he lose his hand in some kind of a monkey related accident? Yeah, Vice was also trying to normalize it. They said normalize pedophiles.
Yeah.
They gotta fuck off though. Vice has to fuck off at some point.
The men who call themselves non-offending pedophiles. Hold on.
Oh yeah,
that's
it.
Is this it?
I'm offended.
What was Vice saying? They were saying it was
normalize. It's a sexual orientation.
But I do agree with them that it is a sexual orientation.
But it should not be acceptable.
But it shouldn't be accepted.
No, not in society.
I'm sure, though, the pedophiles can't help them. Like, they can't help themselves that's what they like. But they can help themselves by going, I shouldn't like this, and kill themselves.
Yeah. But Poseidon, make sure you transfer all the files before you do any of this stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, if the files are transferred, then you could kill yourself. But don't.
Oh, you bastard!
We gotta release these episodes.
By the way, so here's a question that I have for you guys. That is a bit of like a morally ethical dilemma. Anyways, it's like a fun.
Slavery
fact.
Was bad.
Yeah. What?
Slavery was always bad.
No. So apparently, it's been discovered recently that you know the egg and the sperm. You know how we always thought it was a race to the egg, and whichever sperm
got there
first. Well,
that was just 'cause look who's talking now said that. But go on.
Oh well, apparently it's not. Apparently the egg chooses.
Who the fuck said that to you?
No, that is fucking modern day bullshit.
You think so?
That they're like a woman has the power.
No, not even the woman has the power. It's the actual egg.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That filters out.
It's bullshit.
Oh really?
It's not necessarily, I don't think, the fastest, but it's the strongest.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think they all fucking attacked. And maybe a weak, fast one. Because like there are guys that are fast but are weak as shit.
Yeah.
So you need a strong sperm that's kind of fast.
Yeah.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Because if this was true, my question is.
And this is me that has fucking no scientific fucking education. Like I fucking last science class I had was in 1984.
Yeah,
but I fucking I'm sure.
I'm telling this because I know my way around a vagina. So
I know my way around a vajayjay.
Getting through the ass sometimes. No, I don't think it's. I think that's a stupid mumbo jumbo of today.
Yeah. But it feels very like the woman. Decides.
It's very
apparently,
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Apparently,
Scooby-Doo.
It's not even the woman. It's just the egg itself.
Yeah, that's the
woman.
Who has the egg?
Yeah, you fucking did.
Who has the egg?
But even
who has the egg? Answer that.
The woman, but even apparently.
That is very fucking old school.
Yeah, yeah. You mean the birth-giving person.
The birth-giving person has the egg.
Why are you a bigot?
No, so apparently. So in all these stories of like the man, the person
with the penis.
The couple that can't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Like they can't get, and they keep trying, and both of them are fine. Like she has her eggs, he has his sperm is good, and everything. Even though she chose him as his sexual partner, the ovaries don't necessarily
like this fucking.
They don't like dick. This dude's sperm. Stop. They're like, nah, this is below grade level sperm.
You realize that making babies is not a new phenomenon.
I don't know if this is true. I just saw it and I'm bringing it up.
I know it's not true.
Okay.
I know it's not
true.
And another thing about the woman giving like the feeling of, you know, maybe they don't want it, then there wouldn't be rape babies. There wouldn't be.
Well, that was my question.
There
exactly.
Be forced marriage.
But that was my thought baby. Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's mumbo okay. jumbo.
I hope that this is true though, and that way we can judge rape babies and judge the
you
lady.
Want it. You fucking
explain the baby. You fucking whore.
He's yeah. like, what do you think? I didn't want it.
Slut.
According to modern day science, you did. You and your ovaries wanted it. Yeah,
you're a victim. Your ovaries are whores.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know. Look, I'm a dumbass. I don't know what the fuck is true and what isn't.
That is true, though.
No. I just thought it was interesting and I brought it up.
It is interesting. Yeah. But it's untrue.
But it sounds very like a modern way of explaining something that as soon as you listen to it, go, that doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of holes in that.
Okay. Literally.
Yeah. It's a lot of. But what if? No, don't ask what if. What if we'll ruin this? Okay, so it's not science. Okay, just making sure. I want to know that we're on the right page here.
But I had the exact same thought. So that's why I was like, but this doesn't make sense.
Because you're not really attracted to him. Then what the fuck are you trying to say? Right? Anybody who had a rape baby is like, she wanted? That's crazy.
No, the ovaries. So the argument is that the ovaries
wanted
thought,
it.
No, the ovaries thought this sperm was a superior sperm.
Well, it forced its way in there.
I don't think, yeah, but I think that is true, that the superior sperm, but I don't think it's the ovary that is like, oh, this one is superior.
This guy's
I think
magical.
The superior
this
one
guy's
is
a real
like,
go-getter.
We're going in.
Doesn't take no for an answer. Real go-getter, this guy. Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is every baby is a rape baby.
No. Yeah.
Oh, you know what's fucked up? Huh. When I was in Florida, there was like three cats on my resort that were in heat. And it's
nice.
Fucking... What? What?
I'm sorry. Intrusive what? Thoughts. Keep going.
You told me you stopped fucking cats.
But there's something scary about... Like, not like, I wasn't afraid for me, but my dog is, like, this long.
They might rape
fucking
him?
Tiny. So whenever I'd go out and I'd hear, I'd be like, oh, is some fucking cat going to try to fuck my little dog?
Would they rape dogs?
No, I don't think.
Interspecies
because I think cats that are in heat just want to get fucked. So they'll make those stupid noises so that a male cat will go fuck them.
Yeah.
So I don't think my dog plus is castrated. So I don't
he's
think
not gonna bang.
He's not gonna bang. And if he does bang, he's not gonna bang a cat. I hope.
Be kind of cool though.
Yeah.
You know how there's ligars?
Yeah.
You have a dat.
You know how much it would suck
a
though?
A dat.
I'm walking my dog.
It's like a cat and a dog. It's a dog.
Oh,
cat.
That.
I'm walking my dog, and
or
then he's on a leash, and he bangs a cat, and I got the fucking plastic bags. So I'm picking up his sperm.
Oh.
But also, if he bangs her, and then they have babies, you're like, she wanted it. She,
Okay. Speaking of Marvel stars earlier. I have
we weren't speaking.
Never happened.
No, because what's his face?
We
the Renner. The,
talked
the,
about Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Not Marvel related. We talked about him almost
an
nine.
Hour
yes,
ago.
Yes. So
we talked about the man that fucking tried to be a hero, and then we found out he was just an actor.
Yeah.
Really? No, I would have never guessed.
That's embarrassing, though. I got this, and then you get run over.
Yeah. That's amazing, though. That is life. That's where you can tell God exists. The guy was like, fuck you, asshole. You're a fucking actor.
God, back your way out of that wheelchair.
Yeah. That's what God did to fucking the guy that used to play Superman.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah, I believe I can fly. All right.
Fly now, bitch.
You're going to fly off that horse and in that fucking wheelchair.
You could fly, but you can't ride a horse, buddy. So fly. You're going to fly right into that fucking wheelchair? Yeah.
So you're going to fly into that wheelchair.
Goddamn. So the actress, Elizabeth Olsen.
I love her.
Caught some heat last year.
Oh, yeah, I'll catch him.
So here, you know what? I'll play the video for you guys.
There's a video of her catching you? Just tell us what happened.
So basically, she described her character.
Okay.
Right? And how what it's like, you know. And so she's trying to get into character, and she's describing.
What the fuck is wrong with her eyes?
It's a low quality video. Okay. And this is what she said. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, we can't hear any of this.
Oh, yeah, true. You guys don't have headphones.
Just can you paraphrase?
Yeah, okay. Just tell us what.
Basically, she called the character her and Silver Surfer. Basically, like they
Silver
were.
Silver Surfer.
What is Silver Surfer?
Wasn't that Silver Surfer?
Silver Surfer hasn't even been in this Marvel universe.
Yeah, the dude she was with, bro. In the movies.
You mean Vision?
No, before Vision, her brother.
That's not the Silver Surfer.
Who is that?
That's Quicksilver.
Oh, whatever. Same difference.
No, not at all. Silver Surfer is an alien from another fucking planet who hasn't been introduced in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay.
And the other one's her brother.
Oh, okay.
Two different things.
So she describes...
Both kids of Magneto. Carry on.
So she describes their characters as vagabonds, you know.
True.
Trying to make it like drifters.
Slavs.
And then, yeah, she goes like gypsies.
But she's right.
Yeah, she's 100% right.
But so she used the term gypsy, and then people got
that's
angry.
Not a term, that's a real thing. They're gypsies.
She said gypsy, and people freaked out.
Who's offended?
People online were offended.
But who?
I don't know. The fucking Gypsy League.
No, the Gypsy League, they're not online, bro. They're busy tarot card reading and planning fucking curses, bro.
But here's
like
something that bothered me.
Shouldn't be angry anymore since there's the Gypsy King. The yeah. boxer.
I don't think gypsies are angry. I think this is white women.
But,
there's
but
no
do
way.
You know, do you know what bothered me about this? Is that they said she's whitewashing a gypsy role.
It's not a real gypsy role. It's a mutant.
Yeah. But like this, they're, she's whitewashing
she just said,
gypsies.
I describe it as gypsy, but it's not a role for gypsies. But she just described there's not they're not gypsies, the two siblings.
And aren't gypsies white? Whenever I was in Europe, they're like white.
Well,
they're brownish white, but they're white.
White is like a blanket statement now because Greeks were not considered white until 10 years ago.
But you guys are white.
Well, now, but we weren't. The white people didn't like us before. Yeah. There used to be signs.
I always considered you white.
Thank you for letting me on the team.
You're brown. Yeah, yeah, he's white.
I'm Sri Lankan.
He was always white.
But in the summer, I turned Sri Lankan, bro. So.
I've been. Some people have let me in the black team. Some people in the white team. Because
white,
I'm
like white, means nothing. Like it means nothing. Unless you go, okay, white is only British.
To me, white means Anglo-Saxon, all
but
that.
But what about French people? Like, French
means
from
that to me
France
too.
Are fucking whiter
yeah, they're
than,
white to
than
me.
British.
They're white to me. Swedish, I don't consider. I consider the Norwegians a whole other thing. The
fuck,
Scandinavians.
They are whiter than
they're
British people.
Color-wise, but when we say white, because the way they talk about now, I use it in historical context, right? When you see, like, white people, like, if you're like, white people enslave people here. The Swedish didn't. Yeah. You're talking about some British people.
No.
I didn't. We showed up 50 years ago.
Whenever you hear to enslaved people.
Yeah. We all did it.
It's only the super rich. It's like the equivalent of today's billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying how like Jews control the media.
Yeah.
Jewish people do control the media.
Yeah.
But Jews don't. They're fucking Jews that are poor.
Yeah.
And fucking.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Kanye was right.
Kanye, fucking Kanye.
But yeah, but
what happened to Kanye? He fucking like he was everywhere for a while, and then I haven't seen.
Sent me a text message, called me the N-word, and then stopped replying.
He married a shoe designer that looks suspiciously like Kim Kardashian.
She's so hot. She's hotter than Kim Kardashian.
Oh, let me see her.
She's a young Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Yeah, young Kim Kardashian.
Without Ray
Bianca. Bianca. What's her name? Bianca Sensori.
Yeah.
Cool name. She's Italian.
No, she's white. I consider her white. Yeah, she's very hot.
Opa?
Yeah, this is her.
That's not a good picture of her.
Yeah, it's
but
her, basically. So she looks like Kim Kardashian.
See the one 5 days ago? Or the underneath, the one with the smoke, right underneath that.
Oh, the cigarette.
Underneath with the cigarette in her mouth. That is Kim Kardashian, a little sluttier, a little hotter. A little younger.
Yeah, I think she's hotter than Kim because she's all naturel.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Her?
You
don't
think
so?
There's nothing natural about her.
There's nothing natural about that woman.
The fake lips, fake tits.
Bro, those are fake.
You're set up to get tricked by a pyramid scheme. Yeah. Bro, there's nothing natural about that.
You're set up to get fucking banged by a lady boy.
Yeah. There is nothing natural about that. But she's hot.
Hot little
hot
lady.
Hot as fuck.
Yeah.
That's crazy that Kanye even though he's definitely going through a mental breakdown,
yeah,
some stupid bitch is like, I'm going to marry him.
Yeah, what's your excuse?
I'm broke.
Yeah, that's true.
So is Kanye.
He's Kanye broke, but that's not humanity broke.
He went from 11 billion to 400 million, which that's is crazy. Like crazy rich. Crazy rich.
I went from $100 to 11.
Yeah. $100,000.
You never had $100.
So why do you lie?
You're fucking lying fucking shit. Yeah, she's hot. That picture of her with the smoke in her mouth, so hot.
Mm.
You see the nipple, you kind of see the side boob, even though you don't.
Mm. Fucking no, she's a hottie nice with the body.
Little
yeah.
arms. Yep.
Good for her. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's fucking, moved on quickly.
Yeah. He's got you think she's gonna heal him?
No.
Did you say he moved on quickly?
Yeah.
After fucking. Hey,
that's not moving on quickly, bro. Look at this. She's a spitting image of Kim Kardashian, bro.
Nah, bro.
Those are nice tits. She's got nice tits. They might be disgusting tits. No, they're disgusting tits.
They're not. Nah. They're nice tits.
This thing. There's
just
a weird
shadow, Mike. Those are great tits.
Yeah.
I don't know. They look like amazing tits, but they could. Can you write fucking Bianca Censori tits?
Mm-hmm. Can he? He's already got one hand on the table.
We're gonna get fucked up.
Oh,
take it off
because
I don't want like. And show one like that it's not her tits popping out. It's like her in a bra. What have you done?
18 plus.
I can't even see, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be weird.
No.
No. Show the picture that you have.
This one?
Yeah.
What? He's covering her nipples.
Yeah, she has huge tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got nice tits.
Yeah, those look like nice tits. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Good
nice.
For her. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's not a good body.
No.
Why would you fucking
what
have?
What pants are these?
What the fuck?
The
those are
pants.
Nice tits.
That's what happens those to dicks nice when they have monkeypox, apparently. Yeah.
That's what happens to chicks that are hot, that they're like, it'd be funny if I fucking had bubbles on my legs. She is hot.
I told
she
you.
She is hot. She's stupid, though.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
But you know what? I wonder how his beard's going, if he's straightened it out a bit. If he would like straighten out his beard, do a fade, he'd look cool.
Who? Kanye?
Yeah, because he just grew. Look, he just looks like a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going through shit.
I feel bad.
I think he's doing good.
Thinks too well for both.
I think he's.
Well, you saw the chick he married.
Actually, yeah.
But I do
doing
feel like
well.
He married her rather quickly. I had never even heard about her, and he's married. I feel like I should have been consulted.
Maybe he was shitting.
Imagine
on her.
How mental she is, though. That, like, she has to tell her family, you know, Kanye? And they're like, fuck, did you see him? He's got the mask. He's fucking on these weird podcasts. We got married. her family is like, have you not, like, you know Kanye? Yeah, I do. Have you noticed he was on all these fucking weird podcasts? Every day he's been on a podcast except for yesterday. I wonder what he was doing yesterday. He was getting married.
Yeah.
To a dumb whore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I wish Alex Jones was closer so we could have him on 2 Drink Minimum.
The world is wacky. Oh, Alex Jones on this show.
Because I don't know if Kanye would ever make a good guest, but Alex Jones would make a terrific guest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kanye wouldn't be a good guest.
No, he'd be too awkward. But Alex Jones?
Because Kanye gets angry. That's the thing I hated about, because whenever you listen to him, and he was talking to, like, guys that are, like, not woke, and whenever they just go, hey, you shouldn't say that, and he'd be like, you woke piece of shit. And he'd lose his shit.
He'd be like, well, we shouldn't hate all Jewish people. And he's like, you fucking listen here. Yeah, it was too much. But I miss Kanye intense. A bit. I miss seeing, because he didn't do anything like R. Kelly. He didn't rape anyone. Yeah. So I don't mind him. They try to cancel him. Whatever. Let him say whatever the fuck he wants. People overreact too much with words. Just enjoy. If you don't like it,
it's still
watch
fucked
something
up a
else.
Bit.
Don't listen. Why, first of all, why are you watching InfoWars if you don't like Alex Jones and Kanye West?
Yeah.
Remember that interview? It's like, why are you watching it? If you, I enjoy that shit, and I didn't even watch it. I saw the clips online.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you sit there for 2 hours watch that shit if you don't like it?
Yeah. Like, well, we've learned there's entire teams that do this shit.
Yeah, there's entire teams. It's called hate watching.
Yep.
Okay.
And they get paid and everything.
They watch it. They hate.
defined
that
like
seems
dirt.
Like a horrible job.
That's what I would assume. Yeah, yeah. I do stuff that makes me happy.
Yeah. Hate watching.
Yeah, I can't do that stuff.
On this week's Hate Watch.
That would be that's a good name for a podcast. Yeah. Hate Watch.
Hate Watch.
And you watch stupid shit and make
hate
fun
watch.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we do. We just call it Hate Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be the new name for In Bed with Poseidon.
Hate Watch.
Hate Watch.
Hate Watch.
Yeah, and you, but you just put on photos of you.
Ah, you're going to say that.
You're like, this motherfucker ruined my life. Like, isn't that you? Exactly. He can't keep his shit together. Zero composure.
I think I'm doing well, actually, recently.
It's true. You did pick up new habits. You started smoking
again. You started losing weight a little. Yeah. But yeah, smoking isn't good. But,
But at least he's committed to it. I appreciate the commitment.
I am committed to smoking. Yeah.
It's not easy to get back on that horse, and he's back on it.
My last freakout was
with
Purelator.
Your girl.
Good, good. My last freakout was with the Purelator driver.
Yeah, you got a PS5, which was a very strong economic decision.
What? Yeah, you had a story about your PS5.
So, basically, the Purelator driver, to put it short.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to tell a story about how the Purelator driver fucked up your delivery for the PS5.
Yeah.
But first, I want to just go back. Like, when I left in December, you had to get a real job because my tour was over. So you were like, I need money. I need money. I got to watch out for money. Pentelis gave you money. So that you
a
could
Christmas bonus.
So you could pay your rent, and what you did with that money was you got a PS5.
Yes,
but which makes sense.
I paid off.
Listen,
look,
we
paid
don't know how that mind works.
I've paid
you
off.
Seen a beautiful mind.
I paid off 85% of my debt. Debt.
But he gave you a Christmas bonus so that you wouldn't be in fucking
financial ruin.
Oh,
financial
I'm not. Trouble. Bills are paid. Everything is going well. Everything's smooth. Everything's smooth. No, for real.
The timing just was hilarious.
I know, but the timing was really good. Right before the PS5, I was in financial ruin. But
how fucking Jesus.
Look, my
PS5 changed my life.
My car was totaled. Everything. I had no money, but then I got money.
I was accused of a variety of sex crimes.
You should do like motivational videos that the way that you solved your financial hardship is by buying a PS5.
Oh, bro, that would be the best YouTube video. My life was in ruins. And then I bought a PlayStation 5.
And then a little man named God of War changed my life.
I did get the game for free. It was included in the bundle. And an extra remote.
Because you're good at business. Yeah. So you got fucking freebies.
This guy's one step ahead of us.
Nah, but you know.
But I remember, this is me. I remember him telling me I'm in financial ruin. And then in my head thinking, for weeks ago,
you gave him, much did he give him?
It's just 500 bucks.
Yeah.
But then after that, this is what I was thinking. The whole time after, I remember it was weeks. I was like, I got to do something. And then he's like, yo, I got a PS5. And in my head, I go, wait, what? Why was I thinking I got to do something? And then I was like,
what do you mean?
Is he? Because I was thinking something needs to be done. Like, he can't be in financial ruin. I can't keep him financial
ruin. I'm not in financial ruin.
You were. That's what you
told
us
because of the
pandemic.
You told
him you were in financial ruin.
I never told you this. You said it right now.
No, but before I never told you this.
You said you were in financial ruin before the PS5.
I was just a bit broke. That's it. It happens. And I had some debt accumulated because I wasn't making that much money.
You were broke.
Yeah, but I can't accept you being. I can't be like, he's broke. That's fine. So I was thinking, I go, there's got to be a, there's a way out of this, right?
Everything.
So I'm thinking, I go, there's a way out of this. He found the way out of it. It was the PS5.
Look.
It's just, it wasn't
No, everything lined up nice. I got a part-time job that I'm on commission as well. I got money from the podcast coming in. I got the bonus.
He knows what he's doing.
And I got 10 grand, you know.
From who?
One shot.
He won his court case.
My insurance company.
He won his court case.
And, you know, so I paid up.
Okay.
Yeah,
that man
so
was
I paid
lying.
Up.
Yeah,
so I, you know,
him.
So everything lined up nice. I'm like, you know what? All my bills are
Did
paid and shit.
Did you tell him that you'd gotten 10 grand?
Yeah.
Okay. And you gave him 500 even though you knew he had 10 grand?
I don't remember if I knew at the time that he got 10 grand, but I assumed he was
going
to
get 500.
No, you didn't. For sure you didn't know.
I remember.
Because you wouldn't give 500 bucks to someone that just got 10
grand. I don't know if I didn't know about the 10 grand, but I knew that the car thing was not going to be a problem because either way, they were going to have to get him a car. So I wasn't worried about the car. What made me worried is thinking, I go, winter's coming because, you know, the gigs are less, so he's not going to come on tour if we're not doing tour.
Yeah.
And then thinking, I go, I can't have him in. And I was just, for Christmas.
Everything lined up nicely.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He got luck, everything lined up nicely.
Yeah.
I was nervous because he didn't tell me. When he got out of it, he didn't tell me. So I was just thinking in my head. I go, the way I found out was because you told me. I said, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm here at home all day because I'm waiting for the PS5. So then I thought I was joking. I go, you didn't get a PS5?
No, the first time I told you was at the third floor.
No, the first time I found out a PS5 is you were home all day waiting for the PS5. That's how you told me.
Really?
Yeah. And then I go, PS5? I go, what are you fucking crazy about? That's what you're spending your bit. And he's like, no, don't worry. I took care of shit. And I go, are you fucking joking right now? Like, because I didn't know it was real until he told me, no, I'm really waiting for the PS5. And don't worry, I handled my shit. My bills are all paid.
Yeah. Everything, yeah. Like all bills are paid. Everything's rolling.
But I had no idea that was going to. So I was thinking, I go, there has to be a gimmick. There's something else you could do. Maybe I'll book something quicker so we could get out a bit more. Because if we wait till after January, it's too much because there's two dead months in comedy in January. He knows it. He's been doing this now for 2 years. So I was like, I got to do something because we got to get back out there.
Yeah.
And then he was already.
August and January are always rough.
Yeah. August, yeah.
No, I got myself.
Then he fixed his shit, but he hadn't told me. I found out by luck because he stayed home all day, and it was to wait for the PS5 because he was supposed to go somewhere that he was supposed to be away that day, and not for me. He had stuff to do. I remember this is how I remember. He was supposed to be away, and then I found out he's like, no, I was here, and I go, what happened? And he goes, I was waiting for the PS5, and then I go, stop lying. I didn't even think he was gonna find it, and then it turned out he did find it. It was coming in, and then I lost my shit. I go, you fucking crazy? But what do you mean?
How much
PS5?
Did you pay for it?
$900. You could have bought a nice Bulova watch.
Nah, PS5 has more value. Oh, okay.
he's so sensitive about PS5.
I love my PS5.
We know.
Dude, everything loads so fast now.
Like, since you've had a couple of rough months, like, your girl's probably been paying more than her share of the bills.
No, I don't think so.
I pay more, but it's fine. She just pays half the rent.
It will be funny if when she's like, finally you're out of your economic hardship, he's like, yes, I bought a PS5. She's like, yeah, he's a.
But that's why I bought it, because I was out of my economic hardship.
But it would be funny if she's like, yeah, he's not.
I don't think, for real though, you're not out of your economic hardship.
No. Look,
because you say that like 4 or 5 a couple of years ago.
Dude, compared to where I was,
a couple hundred thousand to people.
God damn,
So and people that weren't necessarily banks, so people that loan you money that aren't. People that you should owe money.
They're not mammals.
Yeah. But yeah, so I owed money to them. And once I paid that shit off, even like for a year after that, I was just fucking putting money in the bank.
Just in case.
And I wasn't out of economic hardship. So it's not that.
Well, look.
I've never been out of economic hardship.
Yeah, all my life it's been this and I'm used to it.
I think it's just that in your mind you're rich.
No.
Which is good and bad.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Well, actually, you know what? You're right, because sometimes, bro, like I do like millionaire things. I'm not a millionaire.
No.
I do, and I catch myself and I go, you piece of garbage. I'll buy food. I won't even look at a price. I'll just buy it.
Yeah, you should
like
look
a
at the
goddamn
price.
Millionaire.
Yeah. Like I'll see something I like, and then sometimes I'll catch myself. I go, by the way, how much was it? And they tell me, and I go,
no, he does. Do you remember the leather shirt?
Yeah.
When he was going, he was with me at the mall. And
that
he told me.
That was another thing.
Yeah, he's like, look, I got to save my money. I don't have any right now. I got to
no
pay my
money.
Debts. And he's like, I think I should buy that leather shirt.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll kill you. Yeah. This is insane. And then he showed up the next week with a leather shirt. Yeah. He showed up and I was like, bro, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
You deserve to be broke all the time.
No.
But it is good to be like that, to think you're a millionaire because of happiness reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be broke either way, might as well be happy.
Exactly.
There's something there.
Exactly.
There's something there.
Exactly.
That's one thing I used to do.
There's something there. I hate saying it, but I'll give him that. Like, there's something there.
I've always been afraid to look poor. So
I'm not afraid to look poor. I'm afraid to be poor.
No,
that's what I'm worried about.
No, you're not.
I've always been afraid to look poor. So like that's when...
It's not a rich man's fear.
When I was in Dubai and I ordered a bottle of whatever, I ordered a bottle of vodka, a bottle of Jack, and it was $750 US per bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was $1,500. I should have just said, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to pay $1,500. But I didn't want to look poor, so I was like, all right, okay. Here's fucking $1,500 plus $300 tip. And I was like, I'm good. Because technically I can afford it. But I shouldn't. I shouldn't pay that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not because I can't afford it that I should pay it.
Yeah, correct.
And I did the same thing when I was in Vegas before the holidays, because I was with Martin Matt, who's like super rich, and I just wanted to show him up. So when we were in bars, I was like, How much is that? It's a fucking $1,000 bottle. Okay, give me two, and here's $500 just to show him that, yeah. Hey, I'm fucking richer than you.
Yeah. I'm giving you a tip because that cheap bald guy ain't going to give you shit, so you're just fucking with him.
But I'm just spending like crazy, and then I'm like, as I'm spending, I realize, okay, but when I die, like all of my family's not going to be able to afford my burial. Because I'm going
to
leave
it was one
nothing.
Private jet trip too many.
Yeah, I'm a dumb rich guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a rich guy. I'm
well off.
I'm MC Hammer. Like I'm a guy that I'm this close to bankruptcy. Like things are good.
You're
now.
Sitting 3 feet away from it.
Yeah, I'm Tony Braxton.
Yeah.
I'm like Tony Braxton of comedy.
What happened to Tony Braxton? Hey.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's what was funny.
Oh, no, but I'm good. I'm working. I got money coming in. I'm on commission too, and I have a good.
You don't have money coming in.
No, I do.
You shouldn't have bought the fucking PS5.
But now it's done. He cannot return it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's unreturnable. He's opened it. That's what I'm saying. Since it's already done, there's no point of yelling at him because he can't even return it. So might as well enjoy it while he has it.
Okay. Yeah.
And just
how many games do you have on it?
Oh, way too many. But these are all games I've had for a while.
Okay. It's not
new games
you bought.
Okay.
You didn't pay for
anything new. No. I think... Did I? No. I just have God of War, and the old stuff that I did. And I got free upgrades from the PS4 version to the PS5 version.
That's
so,
something.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like 2 months away from completely clearing my debt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 2 months away from complete ruin. I'll fucking kill you, bro.
No. And the job is going well. I'm part time.
They like him.
You know. It's you know.
Yeah. How is it? Like all of the old people that you used to hate, they're all gone.
Yeah. I didn't hate them. They hated me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care. I just wanted to stay.
I'm gonna be honest. I get it.
So now it's new people that hate you?
No, they're all chill with me.
Okay. Yeah, he's having fun. He's happy.
Yeah. It's been good. It's been good. I can't complain. Right. I show up, I work, I make my money, and I dip.
Yeah, I would have had a conversation with him to not go there if it wasn't like that, but he's super happy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's all
yeah I'm
out.
Chilling.
Yeah. And he's less stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, because I know that.
Because he's playing video games all
day. Actually, not that much, because I'm busy between recordings and everything.
No, he plays video games. I catch him online.
Well, between midnight and 2 a.m. when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So my sleep schedule is taken
ahead. Life in order, bro.
Look, man.
So let me ask you, can you at least stop smoking and replace your smoke breaks with video games?
Absolutely, yeah.
There you go. I'm a man of a million ideas. Every time you feel like smoking, play some God of War.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Use the PlayStation.
I just gotta read because there's a in the book that you gave me, Mike. There's a part that explains like if you ever start smoking again, which it could happen. It happens to a lot of people. Just come back to this part of the book, reread it. So yeah. I'm gonna do that.
What does it say?
I don't know. I gotta go reread it. I forgot.
I remember that chapter. It says, "Don't buy a goddamn PS5."
Once he reads it, he's like, oh, yeah.
But if anything, smokes are more expensive. Smokes is like $4,000 a year right there.
Right?
Worse than a PS5.
But we're not telling you to smoke instead of, but we're telling you don't do
it. No, I understand.
Yeah. Don't do either.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
That's like, no, yes, look, I was beat up, but it's not that bad. I could have been raped. Yeah, don't get raped or beat up. Don't do any of those things.
My PS4 was dying. Oh, by the way, I made most of my money back anyways.
From the PS5?
No, from
you're renting out the PS5?
No, because I sold my PS4 and then I sold something else too.
How much did you sell?
I sold it for $3 with a ton of video games.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, $3 and then I got your $5. Now I'm selling my higher.
Were the bills 20 stuff?
No. EB Games?
Huh?
EB Games?
No, some Kijiji.
Oh, yeah, Kijiji. Yeah. I started selling. I figured out how to use eBay.
Okay.
Oh, you got to teach me that shit, bro. I got Yu-Gi-Oh cards that I'm going to make bank off of.
I took pictures of shit. I put them up. And then people message me.
Yeah, but what about the shipping? How do you define the shipping?
I'll tell you. I just put in it asks you, you want to do Canada Post? I said, yeah. You put in the dimensions, and then it gives you the price automatically.
Yeah.
And then when it's sold, like I sold something to a guy in Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's print the label, and I print the label from Canada Post. I went to the Canada Post office. I had the label. I just bought an extra package.
Oh, no way. It's that simple.
Stick it on. Yeah, it's super simple.
And the shipping costs?
You already paid for it initially. But you don't pay for it. It's basically taken out of the profit that you're going to make. It's all taken care of by eBay. You just got to put in the weight how you want to send it, and that's what the shipping label is. You already paid for it. Oh. So when you go to Canada Post, especially if you have a box already, you don't pay for anything. You print out the label, and that's it.
I used to always do whenever it'd go from like this. I haven't done it lately, but when it went from PS1 to PS2, and then PS2 to PS3, PS3 to PS4. Yeah. What the last time I did it was when it went PS2 to PS3. I bought I Googled or I eBayed whatever a lot of games.
Yeah.
So I got 1,000 games from PS2 for $800 or $1,000 or whatever, and then I sold them all. So I
individually.
I made a shit ton of money. And then I sold I bought over 1,000 games. I sold 600 individually. And then I was stuck with 400 or 500 games. So I was lot of fucking sports games, lot of fucking whatever other type of games. I made not serious money, but good money.
Yeah, but I was telling him for a long time, open up an account.
I do have an account.
Sell shit.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that works.
I used to do, when I first started doing comedy, I always had a side gig that I used to just go on eBay and just write the word lot. And then it'd be lot of fucking creams. So I was like, okay, I'll buy creams. And then I sold cream.
Individually.
And then individually.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah. I did that for
Gary V did that for years.
Gary
V still does it for fun. Apparently.
For a year or two, and it was the only thing that sucked. The cream, I shouldn't have done the cream because it was all smushy things, and they all I put them in a thing, and then with the weight, they all opened. So then people were like, "This motherfucker, send me a fucking envelope full of cream." And then I just refunded people.
That's amazing.
I'm gonna sell my Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yeah, I have a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards worth $50 bucks individually. That's
what I'm saying. You sell a lot of those.
Yeah, sell 100 of those, that's $5,000.
Yeah. So we're saying that's what he's saying.
God damn.
Yeah.
I got tired because it's too much. I have all that. I had the SNES Classic. I have all shit that I've never opened. That's in my closet.
Oh.
So I was like, who am I gonna? I'm not gonna go find people in the street. Let me try. And it worked. One day later, I already had.
eBay is amazing because it's the world.
Yeah.
And is it direct deposit straight to your account? Oh. Yeah.
It's the easiest thing, bro.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm going to get on my Yu-Gi-Oh cards, boy.
Yeah. That's my next thing is Magic cards.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Because I have Yu-Gi-Oh card collection from when I was in grade 3.
I just want to clear up the top shelf.
I have no idea that is.
It's like Magic the Gathering. Okay. It's a card.
Yeah, but for children.
Okay.
Yeah. It's dark Pokemon or here I'll show you.
No, it's not. You don't have to show him. It's just it's the same. He gets it.
Yeah.
Collectible.
So I was 8 and my mother bought a ton of them. Ended up spending hundreds of dollars, and I think I have a collection that's worth around $4,000 to $5,000.
Probably not, but he gets
$4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, because I have a lot of rare cards. A lot of rare cards that'll go for $150, $100. You know, and I have I think 3,000 cards, and I think 100 of them. Yeah.
Sell them individually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Try it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if they're not worth $4,000 to $5,000, even if they're only $400 to $500,
sell them as a lot.
That's good.
Ah, still, yeah, 100%.
If you don't care about them.
But even let's say I have 1,000 cards that aren't worth. Let's say they're worth $8 individually.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I sell them $8 individually.
Yeah. The thing too that people usually don't do is you go look. I have this that's worth $8. This that's worth $4. Those two that are worth nothing, you sell this and this, but you don't realize just sell the group that are worth nothing. Go, I got 14 cards for $80. They're worth nothing. But if you put them all together, they're worth
something. I can even do little packs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
this is what's in this pack.
Isn't that what I just said?
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
I think just that's what together. I just said.
Yeah. You take these 10.
I don't speak X English amount. Anymore.
No,
apparently.
No, just because I'm
goddamn
thinking.
Alcoholic.
I only speak alcohol. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest expert because I just started now, but it's easy and it's fun. And I'm gonna clear up the whole top shelf that I have in my closet at my house in my office. I'm gonna wait till it's all cleared up. For that,
I'm gonna start looking for shit.
I made a shit ton of money with eBay the first couple of years. Like I used to buy in the old days. There was Yahoo auctions. Okay. Like when eBay started and eBay exploded, Yahoo came out with an auction website that was the same as eBay at the same time, but eBay took off. Yahoo didn't. So I used to always buy from Yahoo because it was the same products, but no one was going. So you could buy shit
cheaper
for half the price. So I'd buy from Yahoo and then sell on eBay. And I bought like a bunch of things. Like I bought a Rolex watch that I sold. I bought a Picasso print, or it wasn't a print. It was an original, but just a drawing. That I didn't buy it to sell it, but then I ran out of money, so I sold it. But like, and then I used to just write the word "lot" and just buy shit and just sell it.
That is good business.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gary Vee was doing shit. Who go to garage sales and find shit and then sell them.
Yeah, you can even go to like clothing stores that you know they're about to throw out.
Okay, that's I'm not gonna do. I just want to clear my closet.
Yeah,
but
or go like with that video I saw of Guido when he was bragging to that village. Store lady, whatever, Village Rivella, and he was like, "This is fucking worth 18,000." So if you go with Guido to one of those thrift shops,
you get them for 18, flip them for $5.
And then
bills.
He goes, "Look, this is worth 18,000. You buy it for $6, and then sell it.
I guarantee you, some of those pairs of shoes they have there, you buy them for like $3. I guarantee sell on eBay, sell them for $20 or $40. People are gonna be like, "Oh, $40 pair of shoes."
Yeah.
Oh. There's a business in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like the thing with comedy, you need side businesses until it's comedy big. Becomes a real business.
Yeah, it's big. So you're running multiple rooms.
Like I used to always have side businesses until it started like working out, and now I'm doing well. I started doing side businesses again. Like, I got the Bordel, that's kind of technically a side business, and the La Boîte Vegan, that's technically a side business. I got, like, a bunch of side businesses.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm telling you, you say, "Oh, I don't know how to do it," but you're good on computers. You could kill it on eBay,
if
you sit down.
And I think it's going to, if I do that well, it's going to buy me my new computer, because I desperately
do. You could use that money to fund your new computer,
and then
with that new computer, sell more shit on eBay.
Yeah, and then you know, do more work, because, dude, you don't understand. I open up Gmail, and I wait.
Like, no one wants to emails from anyone. I get it.
No, like, I'll open.
I'm like calling you.
I'll click in
all
the search bar.
All the other websites, fucking fast.
No.
Fast.
Gmail. No. I just wait.
Hold on.
No emails. They don't come in.
Let me repeat.
Emails.
Let me restart. I'll open up Google Chrome.
I get messages from private gay. Private gay. Secret gay.
Private secret.
Private
gay.
Private gay. Secret gay. Closet gay. Fucking.
They come in.
So listen. So, like, I'll open up Google Chrome, and then I'll click on the search bar, and then I got to wait. And I go, okay, now I
can type. Is it your internet connection?
No.
What to type in?
No. I type in speed test. I get sometimes 800 Mbps, sometimes 900.
Don't get 800.
Yeah, I have gigabit fib. Late at night, like 3 in the morning, I get like 350 megs.
That's not 800.
No, that is not. You're like, I get 900, 800. Yeah. How much you get?
In the day.
Sometimes I get
No, 300. in the day. No, legit, for real.
But okay. So you're not using any other internet in your house?
Oh, I am.
That's what we're saying. So if it's a gig, it's transfer.
I never get a gig. I never get a gig.
You can't get a gig.
I think the highest I've gotten is like 850.
The way the test works, it's your browser that's the speed
that
it
has available, yeah.
So if the browser gets 300... That means the browser that runs Gmail gets 300.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
Oh, no, but I close everything and I just open speed test.
No, but speed test, you need a browser to do the speed test. Yeah. So the browser that has 300 for the speed test, if you keep that browser open, it'll always have 300.
Oh, yeah, because it's separated. So you have, like, let's say he's using the PlayStation, his cell phone, and this computer, the gig is separated into all of them. That's how, you don't get a gig for everything. It's a gig for your
house. I know this.
And then you separate it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why sometimes they tell you if you want to stream something, it's not working, don't connect. But normally now, unless
no, I never have.
Now you could do a lot at
I
once.
I never have any issues have any on problems. Any other device except for my home computer. My home computer, like I click on the search bar, I gotta wait, and I type G, I gotta wait like
but
8 seconds.
But on your computer, when you do the speed test, what's the speed?
Sorry?
On your computer, when you do the speed test, what's the speed?
Well, when I have all the devices on, it's about 350, 400.
That's not bad still, though.
Yeah, so
yeah, no. And it's 100% not the internet. Like, you understand? If I play a video game on that computer, the computer goes, like, it just.
Yeah, do you know the problem with it? Is it the RAM?
It's just like, old.
Okay.
It can't run everything.
Okay, so the mechanics of it.
Yeah, I need to get a new computer. That's it.
Okay. Well, eBay.
Yeah, I think eBay is going to, if I do it right.
Support Poseidon. IamPoseidon.com is his website. Also, you can hire him if you go to bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. He'll produce a podcast for you at our studios. Competitive rates and interesting smells if you join us at the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams over at the Pantelis Comedy Studios.
Plus, if you give him money to get a new computer, he will buy a cool leather jacket with
yes,
that money.
Exactly. Leather jacket, leather shirt, leather pants. Hey. Leather Man, Poseidon, DPoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram. Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, the record-breaking French language comedy podcast. Actually, it's the record-breaking podcast.
Yeah.
He beat out everyone.
Every
on the
fucking language.
Planet Earth.
Fuck you, yeah. Arabic.
Yeah, Mars is still ahead, but he's number one on Earth. Patreon.com/Zikut to catch the back catalog, to watch him live, and also to get tickets for the live shows over here. Patreon.com/Zikut. MikeWard.ca is the website. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. And don't forget, join my Patreon. Patreon.com/Pantelis. We have so many podcasts in a week. We have The Intellectuals. We have Pantelis Podcast. We have The French Cast, if you speak French. We have Club Zeus, if you speak French. The Morning Show. I do so much. So just.
And we added Neon Noon.
Neon Noon, which is a very fun show at noon. Many shows. It's worth it. The price is, you're not going to get more bang for your buck. Plus, we have live shows here. English shows at the Bordel every Tuesday night at 9:15. And Wednesday nights live at the Third Floor Comedy Club. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.